This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I want you to not do that. I hear that.
Just wiggle your mustache and fight it off, Vin.
I do have a strong mustache coming
very
in,
strong,
don't I?
Good, solid mustache game happening, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Turns out, though, in reality, I don't want to, you know.
Very Magnum P.I.
It's the only hair on my face that grows in that isn't but white.
Yeah, it's mostly white, though.
No, but it's not. Mm-hmm. There's still some darkness in there, and there's some gray. Everywhere else is, like, clear.
Why don't you just dye it?
I don't want
to. Ask my mother.
I don't want to.
I know. It does look, you know, it's funny. Remember they were dyeing their beards over on the Giants like for a while there?
And yeah, it was back when Brian Wilson was doing that.
It's just such a distinct applied look.
Oh, like absolutely.
It's
uniform.
Yeah, exactly. It's not awesome. Money's awesome though, and we have it to give away. Five times a day, we have $1,000 in this national contest. So here's how it works. You just get the free Odyssey app and listen to us on there. That is all of it. That's all you need to know. The free Odyssey app, log in, spend an hour listening, and any given day you get a daily entry. You don't get like a pop-up. You just spend an hour and it's automatic. So it'll be a surprise when you get the, hey, you've won $1,000. $1,000? All right, man. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. It's amazing. How do they do it over there at Odyssey?
I don't know.
Giving all that money away.
They've been blowing my mind for years.
Mm, well said. Yeah. Let's see here. 1 year after Richmond, north of Richmond.
That's where we're at. Yeah. This is the 1 year mark, year anniversary of that hit.
I think it was like middle of last week was
song
the 1 year anniversary.
By what's that guy's name?
Oliver Anthony.
Oliver Anthony.
Although I don't know that that's his real name. Didn't he like take his grandpa, like he made up a name or whatever. But if you don't remember this guy, and I would love to play you the song, but I can't.
Why not?
Just not set up for that. I don't know how to do that.
What?
Don't look at me like that. You know that. It's not
all
a surprise
right,
to
fine.
You. You're just hurting
my,
now you're, just, like now you're
should,
just hurting my feelings.
I need to hear it, but okay. Mm-hmm. I barely remember it.
So Richmond, north of Richmond, which was, you know, his like protest song that he sang in his backyard, and he was just so into it, and the world caught fire with this guy. Like, he was everywhere. He got offered $8 million to do a tour, and he was like, I'm not doing that. Well,
how did it go for him?
Not that bad. Not $8 million good, but he didn't need that. Listen to this. I like this story. I read through it and went, there's kernels of knowledge in here.
Okay.
It's like, you know, a simple life is important. A little over a year ago, Oliver Anthony's song, Rich Men, North of Richmond, was released on YouTube. To date, it has 158 million views. I don't know what that's worth, but it ain't that much. You know, okay, it's money, but it isn't $8 million. But since his rise to fame, he wanted to do it all on his own, and the strategy has worked. He played in front of 70,000 people at the Houston Rodeo and at the Ryman Auditorium. He's recognized all over the world. He recently posted quite a lengthy update onto his YouTube account. This thing is like, I don't know, 26 minutes. He's like, I'm on a walk. He's like just walking through the woods near his house. It's green and luscious, summertime. He's looking a little sweaty. He's just walking. He's exactly what you think, the big beard, and talking about all the stuff that he's done over the past year and what decisions he's made. So, and there's a lot of profanity in that, so I couldn't play it for you anyways. But he posted this update to his YouTube account and shared insights about where this crazy year has taken him. He said, I'm almost through with the tour this year. I've done it without a label. I've done it without sponsors. I haven't taken a dime from anyone. I never have to work again for the rest of my life. He said, just the interest I've made off the money already would at least buy my groceries and keep my family comfortable. That is the only financial goal I had, was just to be financially free, to not owe anything to a bank or another man.
That's a great goal.
It's very.
So he bought his house outright.
Well, I mean, you don't owe anything to a bank at all.
It seems like he says,
just have my land and my house and a roof that doesn't leak, and a place that I can grow a garden and raise a few cows and keep sheep and be alive and try to live life the way my grandparents lived their lives. And there is a very romantic notion there to be happy with, to have enough.
Well, being content is a goal. Like if you can be content with what you've accomplished in your life and the amount of money that you have to spend, it's harder than you think.
Yeah.
I remember your boy, this is Berkeley, was like, I'm going to be a sheep herder in Iceland. And I thought, okay.
No, you're not.
Well, no, I mean, I you know, maybe you can be that. I don't know. But then you're coming from a place where there's a lot. You don't even realize how much input and technology we have in our daily lives. Even if you shun it or barely know how to work it, you have a ton of stuff in your life that is technology.
Wired in. Yeah, absolutely.
You leave it and you get to a place where there's none and the silence is horrifying.
Yeah. And the smell, because goats.
Well, that, oof. I mean, that was a weird
sheep. Whatever. I know, it's such a weird thing.
But he was young, and you know, and that's the, but that is it. Like, you get a look at real sheep herding or goat farming or whatever, and you go, oh, well, that sucks.
That seems like a lot of work. And you sure do have to get up early.
Right.
And you are exhausted at the end of the day. But you know, I guess there would be nice days, also rainy days and awful days.
But he's learned through life experience that New York City's the place for
His deal with that, too, is and he's not the, there's a bunch of these kids that I, you know, it's not that I know all of them, but they're, this is like this movement. And we, I think we're just talking about this recently. There's a whole, like, I want to live somewhere where I don't need a car.
Yeah.
And that's, and he was like, that would be, that's what I want. I want to take the bus. I want to take the subway.
I wasn't planning to move as far away as I did. There's no question.
How nice
having
would it be
a long commute absolutely sucks.
Well, just paying for a car, maintaining
but
a car,
but it was one of those things where life's, you know, if they can stick to the goal,
right,
then that's great. But I moved from San Mateo because I was with someone and her house was underwater. So if we were going to live somewhere, it had to be there. And then from there, it was like, well, I'm only 15 minutes from the beach where I want to live. So let's just, you know what I mean? Like it's one
15
step.
15 minutes more. Yeah, one step at a time.
I'm already.
I moved 100 miles from here.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a great goal, though.
Yeah.
What they're doing is really smart.
It's funny, though, because, you know, he sort of frames it like it's an environmental thing. And to some degree, it is.
It's a lifestyle thing.
But a city is a polluter, it's a pollutant in and of itself. You know, it's a, they say it's a heat island, it's a heat well.
No, I think not driving. I mean, I get it, what he's, how he's framing it, but I also think there's a quality of life not having a car, not needing a car, I should say, that you walk to the doctor and you have a,
or
your
you
work
take
is
the subway.
Nearby and you also have your gross and you set your life up so that you are someone who cruises on foot. That's great.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
It's,
I think
it's a cool thing.
I think it is cool. We'll see. It's also, you know, I mean, Jesus, he goes, well, you know, it's expensive to live there, but at least I won't be paying for a car or insurance or anything. I'm like, my.
Well, we'll see how the lifestyle fits him. If it fits him, that's great. Yeah. I'll cheer that on all day.
Anyway, back to this Oliver Anthony thing. He's basically saying, look, I really want to live a very simple life and I have all the money I need to do it. So I was looking, you know, it's one of those.
Is his point, I quit music? Is that what he said?
I don't know that he's quitting music, but he's basically saying, I will never need to sign on with these people who want to own a piece of me by paying. I looked through a couple of different sites, just trying to get a handle on what this guy, it looks like he's probably worth between $1.5 and $2 million.
Oliver Anthony,
which is nothing to sneeze at. And he has money coming in just on views on his YouTube as well. And he's been touring. They say he lives off the grid in a camper in Farmville, Virginia, with his wife, two kids, another one on the way. Let's see, when was this published?
Did you say in a camper?
In a camper. That's what they're saying here.
Like an RV.
Yeah. Isn't that what a camper is? I don't know.
I mean, those are, I think of an RV as one of the huge ones that can kind of double as a home. I think of a camper as a thing you put in the back of your pickup truck.
Yes. Right.
That pops up and maybe you can sleep in it, but there's no bathroom in there.
I'm going to say this looks like more of a trailer. Like you would tow it behind and you could park it somewhere.
All right. And that might have a bathroom or.
Yes. Or you'd probably, my guess is you live in a camper, you've got an outhouse. Although he says in his quote here that he has a house. He says, to just have my land and my house and a roof that doesn't leak.
Well, all right, whatever.
Or maybe build a little house.
Hey, man.
Maybe have
good one. For you.
Yeah.
You did it.
So, and I see everything from he's worth $35,000 to he's worth $6 million, and none of it is $8 million, and $8 million was what he was initially offered to do the tour. And
well,
so he's somewhere in that. But he's saying, I have enough money to live the way I want to live.
Great.
His wife's probably like, I don't know. I really feel like, maybe we could go on tour again. And I don't know. That D23 Expo, you were talking a little bit about this earlier. Harrison Ford, Miley Cyrus, and Jamie Lee Curtis became Disney legends. That's like a distinct designation, a Disney legend at the D23 Expo. This was all weekend long. It's every other year and it's in Anaheim. If you're not a Disney adult, D23 is basically the ultimate Disney fan club convention. So 14 people were given legend status for their impact on Disney's legacy. Harrison Ford, Jamie Lee Curtis, Angela Bassett, Miley Cyrus, director James Cameron, composer John Williams, and a few others. There's a whole ceremony tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern on Disney Plus. So you can watch. So what is that? 2 o'clock our time? I'm never sure anymore. They also announced some theme park expansions. This is where you were talking about Avatar Land. So Disney California Adventure is going to get 2 new rides in Avengers Campus, which I guess already exists, including the return of Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. There will also be a Coco ride and a whole Avatar Land.
I love the Coco world.
Disneyland in California will get, for the first time, a Walt Disney audio animatronic, the show, which I guess, is that like the Hall of Presidents that they have at Disney World?
I've never been.
The show's going to be called Walt Disney, A Magical Life, and it will play at the Main Street Opera House. This is Disneyland here in California. At Walt Disney World, they've got a thing called Hollywood Studios, which is sort of just another huge, there's so much land there. They've got so much more room in Florida. So at Disney World's Hollywood Studios, it's getting a Monsters, Inc. land, and the Magic Kingdom is going to get a Villains land and 2 more Cars rides. Movie announcements.
Villains land,
is that not just all the villains? What is that?
I think, well, maybe it is just all the villains.
I don't know. It sounds like you're familiar with this.
Well, the Descendants is where they've got the multiple villains featured. And it's like the kids of the villains. I don't know. Maybe I'm on the wrong. 800-400-3697. Help us out. I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying Villains Land, but they don't have that in quotes or anything. A Villains Land. All right. And a couple Cars rides. And then movie announcements that were made over the weekend at this D23 convention. Frozen 3, Zootopia 2, Toy Story 5, The Incredibles 3, a first look at the live action Stitch, and Nine Inch Nails are going to be composers for Tron Ares. That's an upcoming Tron movie for that soundtrack. There's also a teaser trailer for the live action Snow White that you and I were just talking about off air. It stars Rachel Ziegler, Gal Gadot, and CG dwarves.
The review that I looked at said it's not good.
And they've spent $330 million on it or some crazy amount?
There are conflicting reports that it was $200 million. Another says $300 million. All that is just a bunch of stuff that's online. I don't know for sure what any of that's about, but they're saying it doesn't look great. And that's, I guess they got called out. Because who's the guy from Game of Thrones? The little person.
Peter Dinklage.
Okay, Peter Dinklage called them out and said, "It's shameful that you didn't hire
actual little people
to play these
parts.
They're
CG dwarves," is what it says here.
They went straight to no. So they're in big trouble.
It's supposed to be a live action thing. It's very surprising that they didn't.
Well, we'll see.
There aren't that many roles for little people. And that guy would know. He gets most of them.
Right.
Inside Out is getting a spinoff series for Disney Plus called Dream Productions, and it comes out next year. So that was teased. The Rock danced on stage to promote a new Moana 2 trailer. He also announced a live-action movie called Monster Jam, you know, Monster Trucks. And there's also a first look at Wizards of Waverly Place. This is a... I'm sorry, it's, I think it's actually called Wizards Beyond... Hold on, there's a name for it. This is Selena Gomez, Wizards Beyond Waverly Place. So now she and the guy who were on that show as little as kids or teens, whatever, are now the parents, it looks like, and there's a new crop of kids.
Okay.
So if you were into that, and you want your kids to be into it, I guess. I don't know. It's with some of these kids show reboot things, I feel like, well, those kids grew up, so, but she's pretty hot right now, so I don't know, maybe. People also, by the way, think that Selena Gomez might be engaged to Benny Blanco at this point because she dropped a selfie in her Instagram story. This was actually last week, but since I'm doing a Selena Gomez story, she put one of those heart emojis over the finger in question. And so everyone's like, oh, she's trying to hide it. She's hiding an engagement ring. Well, because everyone's a sleuth on the internet.
I mean, that's pretty straight up, isn't it?
Don't ask me. Her hand's just in the thing. And maybe,
is it the ring finger? Is it the wedding finger? Is it the left?
But it doesn't, I don't know. It might be. You want to take a look?
Sure.
Come and see what you think about this. Oh my gosh, are you okay? All right. And it looks like it's gone now.
Okay, can you find it for me?
I can't.
Hit go back.
Oh, there it is.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's her, yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Look at him.
Yeah, he looks like a slug. Look at her. She's like so deliciously dressed up and looks so pretty. And he's just like a dude in a tank top and flowered.
She's hiding the ring on her finger. Yeah.
So you're saying they're engaged.
Well, why do you post that? What would be, I mean, she's.
Because she looks so cute.
I know, but she's in a bathroom. She's in a bathroom.
But she looks perfect.
I understand, but I'm saying.
She's going to go out.
The whole ring, that's not a photo that you need to post. You know, like there's things that you go out and do where you're like, oh, why didn't I take a picture of that? That's a postable moment. But you're in the bathroom.
I think she thought she looked great. And then she went, oh, but you can see the ring. And she put the ring over it.
Oh, you don't think she went?
I don't know.
I
can't get inside these people.
She's one of those people who knows how this works.
She does. And she must because she has
wagon over
so
this.
Many people following her that, of course, she knows exactly what she's doing.
Right.
All right. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, for crying
I know.
Out loud.
I know.
Let's see here. Vinny is right about whatever I said, 650. But this looks like it's actual villains from all the Disney movies, not the Descendants.
Oh.
So it's just villains.
It's not
world.
In quotes, so I have no
it's
idea.
It's all bad guys. Okay. All right. Fine. The 25 least depressed places in the United States right now.
Oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. A couple of the things that I posted up there today that you can check out. I got the trailer, little teaser trailer for Squid Game and the 30 best feel-good movies for when you need a little bit of a mood boost. That's up there on the Facebook page. I interrupted myself. Not smooth.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
Thank you for asking.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets to see Matt Nathanson. Woo! Listen to Jane all this week at 6.05 p.m. That's the afternoon, Alice.
Yeah.
Jane has the best afternoon show in the country.
Agreed.
Check her out.
Yeah.
And at 6.05, she'll give you a keyword. Text the keyword to 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Matt Nathanson on August 30th at Mountain Winery in Saratoga, courtesy of Golden Voice. Thanks, Golden Voice. And thank you for listening, and I hope you win. 6.05 later today.
Yeah.
Jane.
Gotta get our producer to get Matt Nathanson on the phone. Let's get him in here. Jane, can you do that for us, please?
Don't be a wise guy.
Well, she knows him.
Yeah, she does know him. Well, you know him too.
But he told me don't call him
right.
anymore. Actually, his people told me don't call him anymore. Hey,
that's a fun story.
Did he come in here already?
Yeah.
Oh, he has.
What?
I don't know.
Wasn't that long ago.
I know, but we also, it wasn't that long ago. We were at the other station.
That's
the
true
other
too.
At the other building.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was here.
Yeah.
No, and you guys did you hit it right off like you
like we always do.
Yeah.
He is one of the greats when it comes to being a fun, cool interview.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nathanson.
So if you see an apple in a bowl at my house, do you go, oh, can I have an apple? And I say, sure, help yourself. Do you pick that apple up and take a bite right out of it? Or do you take it over to the sink and wash whatever might be on it off?
I ask if are these washed? Mm. If you say yeah, I go, yeah, all right.
Okay. And if I say, yeah, they're washed, do you even think, have a second thought like, wait, is this organic or?
No.
You don't even.
I don't. I wouldn't. In fact, I might even not think of that. I might just be like, oh, great, thanks. I'll just take it with me and I'd leave your house with an apple and then I'd be like, oh, there's still a sticker on it. I probably didn't wash it.
You need it anyway.
Whatever. Oh, you got to give your immune system a workout once in a while, Vin.
But you draw the line at some really weird places.
Like where?
You know where.
I don't know where.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. You don't know. You're just saying things. I'm like, bring on the dirt. You're the one with all your weird little rules about stuff. Would you ever do that?
Washing your fruit.
Yes.
Before eating doesn't remove the pesticides. So unless you're eating an organic apple, certified organic
you're
apple. You're getting pesticides. They say that, you know.
Well, I lived.
No, you live. And I actually, there are times when I'm picking out organic apples and I'm looking at the bright, shiny, twice as big pesticide apples thinking, man, pesticide really does help apples grow beautiful and shiny.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
Yeah. Well, organic also doesn't have a bunch of fertilizers and stuff in it. And, you know, that's or the only natural fertilizers. And when you're really farming those apples, you want big juice. And they wax those ones, too. They wax them before they ship them.
That's why they're so shiny.
Shiny and beautiful. Gorgeous. Yeah.
Washing fruit before eating doesn't remove pesticides. And the only way to avoid ingesting the chemicals is by peeling the fruit. That's from a new report. If you've, so you can buy that beautiful apple,
yeah,
peel it, and then you're getting, nice, then you're sure. clean.
All right.
Or they say so.
Right. Unless it's been genetically modified.
So
I don't know if they do that to apples, actually. I'm just trying to be
bitch
about it. Trying to ruin everything. I do like the big juicy apples.
The risk of pesticide ingestion from fruits cannot be avoided by simple washing other than peeling. So there it is. That's all the...
And that's basically all fruit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fruit. They're using an apple as a...
Yeah.
But there you go. Most people don't care. I think like you, most people are all, you know, that's a beautiful apple and I'm hungry. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Maybe I will rinse it off real quick, but... I don't know why.
I buy the organic and I definitely pick each one knowing my kid's going to eat it.
Oh. Mm.
So I'm very careful. Like, oh, this one's good. This one's good. Okay. Bunch of good ones.
Got a good batch. No bad apple.
You know what? My kids eat a lot of apples and peanut butter. Or Isla has sun butter. But either way, that's a big snack at my house.
Yeah. I do that. I do... whatever butters John's got in there. I like all the nut butters, it turns out. Like, I love cashew butter. Almond butter's great. He does this crunchy, like, is it called Laura Scudder's? You heard of that one?
Yeah.
It's like a very, it's nice. It's like a very loose, nutty peanut butter. Sun butter I haven't tried, though. That's just sunflower seeds, yeah?
Yeah.
I should try that. Is it good?
She likes it, and it's healthier for her, so that's what we've got in the house. Mm. A new ranking of communities across the United States based on overall mental health of the local population has been released as part of a U.S. News and World Report for the Healthiest Communities Project. Here are the healthiest communities. It's a list. Hold on.
Scroll.
Honolulu County, Hawaii. These are 25 places with the best mental health in the U.S.
How'd they measure it?
Santa Clara County, California, number two.
Really?
San Mateo County, California, number four.
What are the metrics on this? Like, what are they? Is it people who are in therapy?
Well, it has to do with mental health. How did they come up with this? I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking if I live in Mississippi, I'm super depressed about it, but I can't afford therapy because I live in Mississippi. Because otherwise I'd just leave.
Well, if you were from Mississippi, you might like it there.
You know, what if I had to move there? Because I was like, I can't afford to
Seward County,
else.
Nebraska comes in at number six.
Omaha.
So every place isn't, you know, I mean, San Mateo County. We have,
I figured it out. Yeah, sort
of. I did not see that coming. Good
Neither
job.
Did I. I thought, I might find it.
A lot of Hawaii's. Here in this,
not
in this,
surprising, right? I mean,
well,
if you've made it to Hawaii and you live there, you're probably like, island time, man. I don't have time for that anxiety stuff.
That is a beautiful thing.
Let's go. Let's walk down to the supermarket and get a poke bowl. Yeah. All right. Great. Want to sit on the beach and eat it?
Oh, well,
that sounds good. All right.
In the top 10, very high. Sorry. In the top five, Santa Clara County at number two, San Mateo County at number four.
That's good news.
Places with the best mental health in the United States. I love it. A bunch of Nebraskas are in there, too. You're really getting good.
Okay. I was just, you know what? You're the best. Thanks.
I really
am not getting good.
What are you talking about? You brought it right in there.
Out.
You nailed it.
Because I'm sitting. I'm hovering on it right now. Say Omaha.
Omaha.
See? I'm just clicking the, I have my mouse because I can find my mouse. The mouse has to go across these two humongous screens. Who cares?
A truck hauling 48,000 pounds of molasses crashed into a truck.
Oh.
Loaded with manure.
Oh. Oh, that's a goopy mess.
It happened near Twin Falls, Idaho on Friday, about 40 miles north of the Nevada border. sorry, Nevada.
Ah, Nevada.
The molasses truck plowed into the back of a manure truck.
Oh, plowed right in the back of
right
it.
Right into the...
Did we get some mixation?
Then the manure truck crashed into the center medium and caught fire.
Oh my God.
Manure. Around 1,000 pounds of molasses spilled out onto the highway.
Oh, boy.
And the road was partially blocked for 4.5 hours. The 49-year-old driver of the molasses truck was wearing his seatbelt and wasn't hurt. The 26-year-old manure truck driver wasn't wearing his seatbelt, and neither was the juvenile passenger who was with him.
Oh.
They were both taken to the hospital. Oh. No word on injuries. Idaho State Police are investigating what caused this messy crash.
That is a mess.
But a truck of manure and a truck hauling molasses. Yikes.
Molasses. What is molasses?
What?
Is it just some kind of like sugar meltdown? Like what's in molasses?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
You're asking me what molasses, you, the foodie lady.
Molasses. It's a thick, dark syrup made during the sugar making process. So it's like sugar leftovers. Molasses looks gross in these pictures. I've had molasses cookies. Those seem good. It's like almost like a bitter sugar. Don't you think?
I've never had it. Cookie? I don't know. I mean, I
don't know.
That's why you asked me. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm like, you know, when do you ever really think about molasses?
I don't.
Like,
never.
Right, exactly. Now, so, like, what is
though?
It? Like,
you know, I'm all just, this you stuff. You're always flexing.
Story. I'm trying to I'm figure it out.
I'm surprised you're not, you know, both arms in the air. Yeah, I know. I happen to know the origins of molasses.
Well, now
the
I do.
The first day someone ate a bite. And also, it's 9 other uses.
I see.
If you don't mind, let me tell you everything.
Just settle in. I'm going to tell you a little story about molasses.
800-400-3697. Sarah, you're doing great. Omaha.
Oh.
She did it.
It didn't. I'm just not that fast at it. And my mouse keeps moving. You don't understand what I'm dealing with.
707 says celery with sun butter is my favorite snack.
I love celery with any kind of nut butter or cream cheese. I actually really like it with cream cheese, too. It's good.
Organic. No.
Why not?
I don't know. They just said no. Santa Clara must not have been measured after a Niners game or a concert at Levi's let out.
That's only one small part of the county.
Vin, they're only shiny because they're covered with wax. Yeah, listen, I don't eat them. I look at them. We have to buy organic, so that's what we do. I'm told. You know, the missus tells you what you got to do, and then you
yes.
go, all right.
And you go, all right, I'll do it.
And sometimes I want to push back, and then most of the time I'm like, I got to pick my arguments.
Who has that kind of energy?
I don't have my... Yeah. She's doing some stuff to the backyard, and she goes, I want you to look at these fake grasses. And I go,
oh.
Well, the one with the fake dead grass makes no sense.
Oh, I like the one with the fake dead grass.
So
that's
did she.
One I, yeah, that's the one I would
she
go
goes,
for.
Well, I mean, I want it to look realistic. I'm like, well, then why are you bothering me with this? Like, why are you asking? You just shutting.
Don't say that to her.
She just
me, wants your input.
And then she
just
shuts
give
me
her,
down.
So
don't.
Just accept it. This is just her, like, trying out her opinions. Let her.
What?
Your love language is, I accept what you're throwing at me.
I accept you baiting me with a question yes. of what I like and then telling me, no, not that.
Yeah. And then you go, oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, yes. Good.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes. Now I understand.
Let me go check out the trash.
What I meant
are you
to say,
busy in a few minutes?
I like the ones with the yellow blades because it does look more real. You're right.
It's like curly.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I think that one does look the most realistic. And you can, that'd be a nice thing for you guys to have in your yard. And your dog could go out there and poop on it and then you could rinse it off.
I brought that up too. And then I got the, you know, don't. And I went, okay.
You know, I have also heard we decided to not do that for for a few reasons. Because there's no shade on our lawn at all. It's just a big, and they were like, you can't really walk on this. This is,
oh, cause it gets super
it
hot.
It gets really hot. And they say that some of this stuff works best on a residential level in places where it's hard to grow grass, like under trees.
Well, we did have that problem, but then we got rid of that tree.
Oh.
Now we have a wide open, so I don't know what's
nice
going to,
sunny.
You know what? I'm right over here.
Tell me what I'm doing and don't have an opinion about it.
Well,
You don't need to have an opinion.
But here's the thing. I wasn't having an opinion. I was asked my opinion, and then I gave it, and then I was told, no, that's not the right one. Mm. All right. I'm going to go in.
It's the wrong opinion.
Let's see here. Boom!
Boom.
Mind blown!
About what?
I never thought about Arctic Uno, Zapdos, or Moltres.
I know. The three birds. The birds.
It just ends there.
Yeah, that's, well, I feel them. That's a Pokemon thing, everybody. That was a Pokey nerd talking to his friend, the Pokey nerd radio lady. I'm not even a super nerd with this stuff. Somebody definitely pointed that out to me. I didn't come up with that on my own.
Hey, SNV, regarding breaking at the Olympics, it will not return.
Is that so?
At the next Olympics in LA. However, both softball and baseball will return. Happy Monday. John has a chance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, John he's definitely in the running to make that team.
He's into it. Mm-hmm. He stopped the ball with his nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good call, Vim.
There's
yeah.
no more into it than that.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I want to do instead of go have pizza and beer with you guys? Is I'm going to stop this ball with my nose and then go to the ER for stitches.
Oh, my God. And he'll also be in his mid-60s by then. That'll be perfect. Yay! John's dreams come true at the next Olympics. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Have a great day. I know it's Monday, but we're going to kill this week together. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.